Well, good evening, and praise the Lord, everyone. My name is Sister Mary Armstrong, and I'm glad to be with you today. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Like I said, my name is Sister Mary Armstrong, and I will be coming to you today with a word and a prayer in the eyes of a lay person. And I will be talking to you today from the book of Daniel. Praise the Lord. And I just want to say, this is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Praise the Lord, everyone. So we're going to give you a little background on what we're going to be talking about. So we'll be coming from Daniel. He's going to be coming to you from Daniel, the sixth chapter. Daniel, the sixth chapter. That's where we're going to be coming to you from. But we're going to give you a little background how Daniel got to where he is in the sixth chapter. It said, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim of Judah came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, unto his hands with Nebuchadnezzar, hands with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shur to the house of God, of his God, and he brought the vessels unto the treasures of his God. And he spake, and the king spake unto Azariah, the master of eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princess's children, and whom was a no blemish, but well-favored and skilled in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding, science, and such as had ability, and them to stand in the king's palace, whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. So they took them to Babylon. They were Jews, Hebrews, and they besieged the city and took them to Babylon. And now they're down there in Babylon. And this is Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. They changed their names and they gave them different names. Okay, so now they're down here in Babylon. And so this is the sixth chapter of Daniel, but they still believed in their God. They didn't change because they was in Daniel in Babylon. So once you're a child of God, I don't care where you go, whose company you are in, you may be in a strange land. But when you're a child of God, you're still a child of God. Even though you may be far in another country, you're still a child of God. So we're going to start at the first verse. And it pleased Darius. Now this is a different king now, to set over the kingdom, and 120 princesses should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the president and princess sought to find a camp against Daniel concerning the kingdom. Find none occasion or fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. See, when God begins to bless you, and you in everything you do, you excel in that. And they begin to get jealous of you because God is blessing everything your hand touches. People begin to get jealous of you, and they want to find fault in everything that you do. And God had blessed him, and the king had set him over different things, and they didn't like Daniel. So they said, now we're not going to find anything, but we're going to have to find fault against him and his God. And they begin to plot against Daniel. And so listen what happens. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princesses, the counselors and the captains, have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days. Now, they didn't include Daniel in this now. They went behind Daniel's back and they got together with all the other ones. Favor be, O king. He shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which alter not. Now, see, when the king signed a decree, he can't even change it once he signs it. So this was done behind Daniel's back. And so they plotted against Daniel, and the king didn't know it, so he signed it. Okay, now we're going to find out what this Isaiah 10 is saying about this. It goes to Isaiah 10:1. Woe unto them that decree unrighteousness decrees, and that right grievousness which they have prescribed. Okay, it goes to Psalms 58:2. Psalms 58. Let's see what this says. 58. Yea, in heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. See, they're doing wickedness, and the king don't know it. But they doing wickedness against Daniel. They plotting against a righteous man. You have to be careful when you work against somebody that's living holy, because God sees it. Okay, now the king, he signs the decree. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing. Let it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which alter not. Therefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, they knew that Daniel, look what Daniel does. He went unto his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did before time. Now, they knew Daniel. They said, you can't go to no other god except the king and ask for anything. They knew Daniel prayed 3 times a day. and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did before time. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying, making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hath thou not assigned a decree to every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, into the den of lions? Then the king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which alter not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regard not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh thee his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, now, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the king. And the king sealed it with his own signet, and laid the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of the Lord, that the purpose might not be charged concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace, no instrument or music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the morning, and in the haste, in the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a laminate voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angels and has shut the lions' mouth, that have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocence was in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel out of the den. So Daniel was taken out of the den, and no matter of hurt was found in him. So see, God delivered Daniel from the den of lions. And look what happened. So Daniel was taken out of the den, and no matter of hurt was found upon him, because he was delivered from God. Okay, where am I at? And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, and the lions had the misery of them, and break their bones in pieces, or as they came at the bottom of the den. So you see, you can't work evil against God's people. You can't. So is anyone on the line that would like something to have something to say? Anyone? Anyone on the line at this time?
Peace and blessings to you, minister. Me and the chaplain is here. I enjoyed that scripture of Daniel. You know, that thing about how the Almighty works, because the same people that accused Daniel and that made him go against what he was doing as far as his faith to the Almighty.
Yep.
I'm not praying, mm-hmm. but the punishment that came, the same ones, not only that that Almighty destroyed him, them, but their wife and their children.
That's right, the whole
so
family.
So that was like a mark or a curse that they put on him. So that tells you got to watch when you do things
Amen.
Against
you
the people
walk.
Of God. Because
that's right.
It says,
that's
touch
right.
not my anointing
right. and do my prophets no harm.
And then
that's
that was the example
saying.
That the Almighty was doing in the scripture that you mm-hmm. read. Mm-hmm. But the slipping
yes.
part about it, mm-hmm. yes, we are walking a daily walk right now, especially in this troublesome
right.
time right now. And our test is going to be put to the test. Who we serve. Are we going to serve the
who
Almighty
serve.
Or them?
Right
now,
right.
that's a question that's going out to society. And, and it just reminds me of Exodus, the 20th chapter, when verses 1 through 5, when it says, make no graven images or likeness of anything.
That's right.
That is in the heaven above, or
that is
in the
earth below,
or under the earth. Do not bow down yourself to them nor serve them, because I'm a jealous God. And this is the same
That's
point
right.
the Almighty was making during that time of Daniel. That even though Daniel,
mm-hmm.
when he was praying and doing what he was doing, he wasn't going to bow down to no image. He wasn't going to bow
he
down
to
anything.
Bow down.
No,
right.
he wasn't going to bow down.
But we have to make a stand. We can't do anything against God, and when you mess with God's people, you're messing with God. You
oh yeah,
amen.
When
oh,
you
yes,
dig a hole,
amen.
When you
That's
dig a
truth.
Hole for God's people, you're gonna fall into that hole that you dig for God's people, because you're doing it against God. They thought they were jealous when God promotes His people, and you work against His people, you working against God. So we can't do anything
right.
against God's people think we're going to get by, because you're not going to get by, because
no.
God sees all the evil that you're doing against His people. And it's
That's
just
right.
wrong. We have to stand up
That's
for what
truth.
Is right. We can't
Amen.
Condone evil. You cannot condone wrongness. We have to stand
That's
up
right.
for what is right, and we can't condone wrong. You can't condone
yeah.
wrong.
Nope.
I thank God for His word. His word don't need no props. It stands up by itself.
That's right.
It stands up
Amen.
By itself. It don't need no props.
Amen.
It stands by itself. Anyone else?
That's why we have to be careful, because in Proverbs it teaches us that when you dig a pit for someone
That's
else,
right.
you will end up falling in that pit yourself. And
pit.
It was definitely a pit that these men was digging for Daniel, thinking that they were going to get rid of him and destroy him. But it turned around, and they were destroyed.
They were destroyed, but family. Their family was destroyed.
And not only the men that did it, their whole family.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about wives and children, innocent children,
innocent children.
We're
yeah.
talking about how much it hurt the whole family. You know, we have
it
to be
is.
Careful what we say
it
and what we do. You don't mess with God. God is not mocked. Listen,
no, He's not.
He
no,
is
he's
a long-suffering
not.
God,
and
He will. He will. Take care of His people.
Yes,
He
will
take care
yes,
of us.
Right.
So we have to watch and be careful what we say and how we treat God's people.
Yes.
Because as you said earlier, when you mistreat God's people, you mistreating God too.
You mistreating God.
And that's just the way it is. Because and if you say, well, why or how are we mistreating God? Read the ninth chapter of Acts, and it'll
right.
let you know that
it'll
God asked,
you know.
When Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus, when he saw
That's
him, he
right.
asked him, why are you persecuting me? Now, he was persecuting the Christians, But
that's
he's
right.
Why are you persecuting me? So that lets you know when we mess with God's people and we do harm to them, we're doing it to God. And he says in the word of Matthew, it is better for a millstone to be hanged about your neck than for you to offend
one of his little ones.
So leave God's people alone. I'm telling everybody, if you don't know it, leave God's people alone. The best thing to do
is
pray and go
pray.
And
pray.
Love.
Pray. Right. That's right.
But pray.
That's right.
Amen.
God,
amen.
God.
You know, amen.
God.
You know, amen. You know, is that my sister was going through that scripture, and it reminded me of the time when Christ came, and he said, you know what, I came here, and I was amongst you, and he said, you never fed me. You never gave me food to eat. You didn't even give me a glass of water. You didn't clothe me. You didn't even come see me in the hospital. So he said, and then you talk about, he said, get from me. I know thee not. He said,
when I was there,
you did not do those provisions. You didn't do anything for me when I was right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the thing. And one thing, too, and I'm going to close with this here, that when Daniel was going through his situation with the lion, and he was in that lion's den. Now, he went in there. He took one of the lion's teeth after he finished, and he used it for a toothpick. And then he came back and was laughing. That they went in and they ravaged the other people.
Because you can see God working.
Yes.
He's able to move his legs some, although he's still not walking.
Yes. Amen.
But you can see God working.
God is
and
working.
And continue
God
to
is
remember
working.
The whole family in prayer.
He's working. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Praise God.
Remember
God.
The Whitener family.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Chaplain.
Amen, Minister Mary. Well, what the chaplain heard this morning is that we are a people that cannot sit on our hands. We are a people that have to put our faith and our beliefs into action, because God has given us purpose. And the purpose Daniel had for all of us was to show that how being faithful And being mm-hmm. faithful is how God answers our prayers, and God hears us.
That's right.
So when we are dealing with our purposes, God understands that, and we can only be blessed because we are doing what thus says the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah, God has given each
amen.
One of us a purpose. And all of those, all the people that are listening to your line today, God bless them. And I, all I can say is may your ministry continue to grow as it, I hear there's a lot of people on the line today. And praise God, Sister Mary.
Praise God.
Praise God. But Daniel had a purpose.
He had a purpose.
He had a purpose, and that was to let us know that faithfulness is key.
Faithfulness is key. That is the truth. That is the truth. Praise mm-hmm. God. We're gonna ask Pastor George if he would pray us out. Praise God. Praise God.
Most Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. We thank you, Most High God, for allowing us to be on your wake-up list today. And those that you have touched and you have woken up today, you continue to give us strength, Lord. Continues to give us strength, Heavenly Father, to do your way and do your will. Continue to allow your Holy Spirit to touch us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for sending your Son, Christ, the Messiah, for giving us atonement for our iniquities that we've committed from our ancestors to ourselves, Lord. We ask you to continue to allow your Holy Spirit to dwell in us and bless our families, our children, our children's children, Lord, our friends and our family. Put your armor of protection around them. Protect them from any hurt, harm, or danger, Lord. We ask you to pray for the Mary and the Armstrongs and their family. Lord, touch them and touch them in their ministry so they will grow. We pray a prayer of healing for them, Lord God. Healing from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And that you will continue in your doing your work and doing your will, Lord God. And we ask to pray for their children and their children's children for healing for them, Lord God. And, Lord, allow your anointing to continue to touch her and open up her mind and her heart to give her understanding for your wisdom. We ask to see the name of your Son, the Christ, the Messiah. Some call Yeshua, Yeshua, Yahusha, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Everyone be blessed today. Be blessed. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for everyone on the line. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, Father.
Yes,
Father.
Here we go.